The main hall of Jakarta's convention center teems with rice, noodles, and meatballs. Bananas and mangoes in every variety stand on display. The exhibition's tagline, Feed the World, acknowledges Indonesia's responsibility to help countries struggling with food production. But Franciscus Welarang, chairman of the Committee on Food Security at the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, says the government also realizes it must first help the people of Indonesia.
Food is for everybody. The basic idea is how to feed our nation first. But we are not alone in this world, then we also should participate based on our best comparative product.
The Chamber of Commerce, which organized the two-day expo, targets six commodities for export: tea, coffee, cacao, tuna, prawns, and palm oil. It is also working to expand production of beef and chicken. But rice and sugar are the country's main crops.
We want our people to diversify, but still rice is very important. We are self-sufficient on it. We hope we can withstand our continuities on that. That if possible, that we have an excess of rice, then we can export the rice.
The Chamber of Commerce wants to see increased food production through infrastructure development, improved agricultural policies, and financial support for small farmers. Welarang says that requires microloans and specialized agricultural lenders.
There must be an agricultural bank, because to finance agriculture is totally different with industrial. Risk is different. That's number one.
The government has implemented a fertilizer subsidy to reduce farm costs, and it provides seeds to improve harvests. On larger farms, the government partners with big businesses on land cultivation. A free trade agreement for the Association of Southeast Asian Nations means Indonesia could increase farm exports. But when it comes to food, regional tastes can be fickle. So, Welarang says, maybe it's better to say, feed Indonesia, then feed the world. Sarah Schoenhart for VOA News, Jakarta.